Key members of the Congress say they are not yet convinced that the U.S. should go to war against Iraq. The Bush administration is considering possible war strategies, but lawmakers say defeating Iraq's military may be, relatively speaking, the easiest part of the plan. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports the lawmakers are asking how such a war would start and what the Middle East might look like once the fighting ends.
Lawmakers are just beginning to wrestle with a major shift in U.S. thinking. President Bush says the United States may have to launch preemptive strikes against hostile nations to prevent terrorist attacks. Today, his defense secretary, Donald Rumsfeld, urged Americans to think seriously about what that means.
The national security environment in the world has changed. We are dealing with a different margin for error. We're dealing with different penalties that will result from our decisions, whichever decision we make. The penalties will be notably different than they were in the last century.
Rumsfeld says a terrorist attack using nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons could cause unprecedented destruction. The Bush administration suggests the U.S. should not wait to be attacked. Senior members of Congress say they agree with that idea, in the abstract. If the U.S. obtains clear evidence that an enemy is about to strike, several say that would justify the use of American force. But some are less sure that reasoning applies right now to Iraq. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin says Iraqi President Saddam Hussein is a threat. But over the weekend, Levin told CNN that the United States has contained that threat.
We want Saddam to go, obviously, but before there's any kind of an attack, there's got to be a reason for it, which is either that he participated in 9/11 or that he is on the verge of using a weapon of mass destruction. He might not use a weapon of mass destruction if we don't attack him. As a matter of fact, the intelligence community, I think for the most part, thinks he would not initiate it because it would lead to his own destruction, and he loves himself more than he hates us.
Another Democrat is asking what the U.S. intends Iraq to look like after Saddam. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Joe Biden told Fox News that the U.S. may face a long-term commitment supporting whatever government comes next.
This would be the first time ever in the history of the United States of America that we have essentially invaded another country preemptively to take out a leadership.
Biden's Foreign Relations Committee plans hearings on Iraq next week.
If, in fact, you guys go in, we go in and take out Saddam, and we don't decide to stay there and help reconstruct a situation that's stable, then we may be worse off than we were before.
Democrats have been asking the loudest questions about U.S. intentions, but they're not the only ones suggesting they feel uneasy. House International Relations Committee Chairman Henry Hyde is not convinced that war against Iraq is a good idea. His spokesman says the Illinois Republican is no peacenik, but says that Hyde wants to know that a war could make the Mideast better instead of worse. That same question plagues U.S. allies in the region. Officials in Turkey fear that without Saddam, Iraq might break into pieces. One piece would likely belong to Iraq's ethnic Kurds. Turkish officials fear that they would encourage Turkey's own Kurdish minority to rebel as it has in the past. Other U.S. allies worry about how Saddam's downfall would affect the balance of power in the region. Bush administration officials have said little about their plans for the Middle East after Saddam Hussein, though some suggest it might work out well. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz spoke to NPR earlier this month.
The people of Iraq historically have been among the most skilled, most educated people in the Arab world, and several million of them are now in exile because of what a horrible regime exists there. And I think a post-Saddam Iraq could be a major force for good in this world and in this struggle for toleration and moderation against terrorism.
At least that's the goal. Congress, the White House, and the public are just beginning to debate whether the United States can reach that goal by going to war. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.